Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome the four exciting performers who this week are going to play Just a Minute. We welcome back one of our regular players, that is Paul Merton. We welcome back two of the original players of the game, that is Derek Nimmo and Peter Jones, and someone who's never played the game before, that is Neil Mullarkey. Would you please welcome all four of them? Beside me sits Yolanta Zabuki, who's going to keep the score and blow a whistle when 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute comes from the delightful Swan Theatre in the ancient city of Worcester. And we have before us a very animated and exciting Worcester audience who have come from their homes in order to cheer us on our way. And I ask our four players to speak, if they can, on the subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. And let us begin the show this week with Paul Merton. Paul, a very apt subject on which to begin, Swan. Would you tell us something about Swan in this game, starting now?
It is a little known fact that the Queen is Perth... Oh. I said it was little known. I found out I didn't know it myself.
I think that's... But it is difficult when you've suddenly been waiting to go and suddenly something happens and it's... You went for 3 seconds, Paul.
Mm. And I'll do it again tomorrow.
Derek, you challenged.
Well, hesitation is
of fun. Course it was, yes. And there are 57 seconds left. Swan starting now.
In Western Australia, they have black swans. And south of the river, which has the same name, they produce some of the finest Chardonnays in vineyards like Horton's and Sandleford's. But everywhere you can see these swan noir, which I have to say like that because I don't want to repeat myself. But the Queen actually is head of the swans in England for some reason.
Neil Mullarkey challenge.
Did you say Queen?
Yes.
Didn't Paul say Queen as well?
No, but he did repeat swans.
Well, far be it. Aren't you allowed to say the name on the card?
No, you can repeat the word on the card, which is in the singular, and he repeated it in the plural, and as you've never played the game before, I've helped you a little, so... Neil, you have 32 seconds. You take over the subject, you get a point for a correct challenge, and you start now.
Swan is my favourite method of perambulation. I like to swan about Tesco's, looking at the butter counter. I like to walk around the little place where you find the Vesta meals, where you can find all sorts of...
Paul Merton challenge.
Repetition of fine.
You were finding far too much there.
That's Tesco's for you.
17 seconds are available for you, Paul. You have the subject of swan back again, and you start now.
Many people think of them as a rather elegant bird, those huge white wings, the yellow beak. They also have a rather nasty temperament. If you've ever seen a swan after 15 pints of lager, it is a sight to behold. It'll take on anybody, taxi drivers, members of the Royal...
Whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Paul Merton, and he is in the lead at the end of the round, which is not surprising. And, Peter, it's your turn to begin. Another excellent subject for Worcester, though nobody took up Swan into the Swan Theatre here, which does such a wonderful work presenting repertory theatre.
Are you plugging your one-man show?
No. I've done my one-man show here, actually, at the Swan Theatre, and it was well-received, but they keep... I'm not looking for a return engagement, but I will be free if they want to ask me.
They didn't mention the famous book by Marcel Proust, either, did they, Swan's Way. I thought I'd mention that because it gives the whole thing a different tone.
It shows the intellectual quality that you possess, Peter.
Yeah, exactly, yes. I only know the name of it. I've never read it.
Peter, you and I take another Worcester subject, Cavaliers. Talk on the subject if you can. 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, I come from a small town in Shropshire where they supported Oliver Cromwell. And one of the first... they don't forget things in a hurry, do they? One of the first verses I ever heard was, "The women of Wem and a few volunteers beat Lord Capel and all his cavaliers." And there was a river that was allegedly running with blood for a while, quite near there, tributary of the Severn, which flows, as you know, through Shrewsbury and then comes here. So you may have had a rather pink river by that time.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Repetition of river.
Yes, you did repeat the river, I'm afraid,
yes,
Peter. Yes,
yes.
So, Derek, you have the subject of cavaliers. 21 seconds are available, starting now.
I suppose, for me, the most dashing of all the cavaliers was the gallant Prince Rupert, who rode at the head of the cavalry and charged the Ironsides with such fervour and set them mostly to flight. Although, sadly, in the end, the king had to flee and hid himself in an oak tree. Well,
Paul Merton challenge.
Are you mixing up Charles I with Charles II? Because it was Charles II that hid in an oak tree.
He hid in about 14,000 oak trees.
Paul has the benefit of the doubt. He has cavaliers 2 seconds ago, starting now.
Lord Cavaliers come from Vauxhall.
So Paul Merton was again speaking as the whistle went, having cleverly got in with only 2 seconds to go and has increased his lead at the end of the round. And Derek Nimmo, your turn to begin. The subject is fiestas. Will you tell us something about... Is it some way I pronounced it or something?
It's a little joke, you see. We talked about cavaliers and fiesta. That's what I love. They're both names for motor cars.
I thought cavaliers was a group of stripping men who were cavorted about with oiled bodies.
That's the Chippendales.
That's also Nicholas Parsons' one-man show as well.
Yes.
No wonder he hasn't been asked to come back again.
I actually followed a gay beauty competition in a show I was doing the other day, which was quite an experience.
How far did you have to follow them?
I think we should get on with just a minute. Fiestas, Derek, 60 seconds, starting now.
Feast days are fiestas, and we don't really have very many of them in this country. Sadly, the Spanish go in for them quite a lot, and jolly good fun they are. Carnivale, farewell to meat, but I suppose we'll all be saying that now. That is the beginning of Lent. Shrove Tuesday, if you go to the Mardi Gras in Rio, I've got a very good friend who is actually a carnival queen. But she is a real big Juno Espoon who gets on top of a lorry and she has a samba troupe behind her. And when the fiesta starts, you hear the maracas banging around and she bangs around too, which is two bangs. I said bang twice.
Sorry, yeah. Neil got you on the banging. I'm so sorry, yes. You challenge Neil.
Well, he said bangs and banging.
They're not the same word, are they?
So it's a wrong challenge. You get a point for that, Derek. You keep the subject. And you've got 22 seconds left. Fiestas starting now.
Nicholas Parsons like going to gay fiestas. He's so jolly and forthright that they all welcome him with open arms and say, "Come on, Nick, get your knees up." Or words to that effect. And he'll put on a pretty little dress and skip around, handing out pamphlets, newspapers, magazines, anything they ask for.
Neil Malarkey's challenge again.
You had said magazines before.
There were magazines before, yes. I'm so anything to get away from this subject. Anyway, Neil, you've cleverly got him with only 2 seconds to go. A point for that, of course, and the subject fiestas starting now.
I used to drive a Ford Fiesta.
Neil, you are in second place, only 1 point behind our leaders, who are Paul Merton and Derek Nimmo together. Neil, it's about time you started a round. And the subject we have for you now is improvising. Will you talk on the subject starting now?
Improvising is that art form also known as extemporising,
where you enter the stage without the slightest idea of what you might recount to the audience. They have paid good money to see this alleged performance, and yet they know not the quality that will ensue. But it is happily an event that makes so many of us pleased and rewards us with many financial incentives.
Derek Nimmochild.
Where's the many?
You kept saying many, I'm afraid, Neil.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
But I was spelling it differently each time.
32 seconds are available for you improvising, Derek, starting now.
I think a jolly good idea for a game would to get people to improvise and speak for a minute on a subject without repetition, hesitation or deviation.
Paul Merton challenge.
It'll never catch on.
Give Paul a bonus point because we enjoyed the challenge, but he actually wasn't deviating from just a minute of the rules. So, Derek, you keep the subject improvising, and there are, and got a point, of course, for being interrupted. 24 seconds starting now.
And you're going to have blowing the buzzer or the bell. Someone call.
Peter Jones a challenge.
You don't blow a buzzer.
No, you don't.
Of course you don't.
No, you're absolutely right, Peter.
Definite deviation. Peter, tell us something about improvising. 20 seconds, starting now.
Well, we British have a reputation for being marvellous at improvisation. Wonderful example of that was the man who did an operation on an aeroplane and with a coat hanger and a rubber band or something, and he was able to avoid this woman dying of appendectomy. Is that what it is? Yes, something like that.
Neil Mataki challenge.
I don't think you die of an appendectomy.
You do if you do it with a coat hanger.
And so, Peter, you have another point and you still have the subject and only 1 second left improvising starting now.
Make it up, that's what you do.
So, Peter Jones, speaking as the whistle wind, got that point, and he's now moving to second place with Neil Mataki, and they're just behind Paul Merton and Derek Nimmer, who is our leader. And Paul Merton, now show your talent of improvisation as you take the next subject of dropping a clanger, starting now.
Well, I believe this phrase emanates from the realms of campanology, bell ringing. If you drop a clanger, it's because you haven't come in at the right point of the particular instrument that you're playing. For example, if you hear a bong, bing, bang, like that, then the other noise I just made might well be in the wrong place. The other thing about...
Neil Mataki challenge.
Did you say wrong twice?
No.
Okay. I accept that.
Sorry, Neil. Interrupted.
I can make my own decisions. Is that right?
Well, you did say it, you mean?
No, I didn't. No,
that's right. That's right. But, Paul, you have another point and 40 seconds dropping a clanger starting now.
I worked on the first series of the clangers, but clearly there was too many and one of them had to go. So I had them all in my office and the soup dragon was there as well. And I said, look, there's 7 clangers, but we only have room for 6. And I didn't know how to pick out which one was to be the one who had to go down to the...
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Repetition of 1.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right. So, Peter, you're in there.
And I
with...
did say wrong twice earlier.
So I have dropped a clanger. Well, you've got to give 2 points to Neil for that. Peter, there are 25 seconds for you on dropping a clanger starting now.
John Gielgud was and still is famous for his clangers. When he saw George Relfe and Miles Mallison coming towards him in the pavement, he said, "Ah, my favourite Polonius." And each of the two actors had played it with him. And so they didn't know and quarrelled for the rest of the time they took them to get home. That obviously wouldn't have been recognised as a clanger.
Derek Nimmer challenged you.
Hesitation.
You did hesitate, yes. You waited for the laugh. Which
they hesitated, actually.
Derek, you've got him with 4 seconds to go on dropping a clanger starting now.
Well, I dropped a clanger a few moments ago when I
Peter
said
Jones
that.
Jones challenged you.
Well, he said well again.
I didn't say well.
Didn't
he? He did say well, actually.
Yes.
You did start off with well, yes, definitely.
No, did he say well? I haven't talked about a clanger before.
He hasn't spoken in this round yet.
Well, if he had, he would have said well.
Yeah. give Peter a bonus point. Derek, you have a one for being interrupted. You keep the subject 3 seconds, dropping a clanger.
St. Peter and St. Paul. I have to get in quickly.
Paul Merton challenged.
Repetition of saint.
St. Peter. It's a tough game. You've got him with 1 second to go, Paul, on dropping a clanger. Starting now.
I think it was John
Right, so Paul Merton got that extra point. What's the score? Very close, actually. Paul Merton is now in the lead, just 1 point ahead of Derek Nimmo. And then equal in third place, Peter Jones and Neil Malarkey, not far behind. Peter Jones, this subject is worrying me before we start, because it's old Nick. I don't know what they're going to say. But, Peter, you begin anyway, starting now.
Well, old Nick is actually older than you would think. Of course, I knew him first when I was a boy. He was already growing up and going out with girls, Lillian Braithwaite, Edith Evans, a number of women come to mind. But I was taken with by my parents.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
A lot of hesitation.
There was a little hesitation. Yeah, yeah. Derek, you've got in on old Nick, and the 40 seconds are available starting now.
I certainly wouldn't like to get in with old Nick. He is the chairman of this game. He's much older than you think he is. He is, in fact, over 70, but God, isn't he wonderfully preserved? His dear present wife, Anne, who's in the audience this evening, she knows that he has the figure that many younger men by 50 years would die for. And when you've seen him on the Swan Theatre covering Vaseline, doing his one-man show, you will realise how splendid old Nick is. It can, of course, be used as a word for the devil, Nicodemus. Sometimes one might almost think that, old Nick is a bit of one of those too. But he isn't, really. He's a charming...
Just when Derek started to pay me a compliment, they blew the whistle, which is... But, Derek, you were speaking as that whistle went, gained that extra point, and you've now gone into the lead just ahead of Paul Merton. You've changed positions, and, Derek, it's your turn to begin. The subject is clubs. Can you tell us something about that subject in just a minute, starting now?
The Literary Club was founded by David Garrick, Dr. Johnson, Sir Joshua Reynolds, Oliver Glaive Smith, and that wonderful parson from Easton Mordet, Dr. Percy, who is... I've said Dr. twice. Right.
Yes, Dr. twice. Paul, 46 seconds for clubs with you starting now.
I don't belong to any clubs, but I often...
Neil Malarkey.
Well, he did hesitate, but I want to know what you often do.
No. The reason why I hesitated, I had no idea.
Well, you don't do it often enough.
No. Well, I do, but I quickly forget about it.
I thought you'd thought about what you often do, and it made you hesitate, because you couldn't mention it on radio.
How dare you?
I will dare anything with you, Paul, after some of the things you said about
me. Thanks very much.
Right. 42 seconds for you, Neil. Club starting now.
You're the one with the large gay following. Whoever he may be.
Right. Neil, clubs, 42 seconds, starting now.
I am a member of a club. The requirement to join is the ability to say...
This Paul Merton challenge.
Well, Neil's just made a silly noise. Just speaking rubbish.
I mean, do you know this club? It could be. It could be that in this particular club that Neil's in, they have to say in order to get
it. You have found a member, are you?
I don't know. This is the.
You don't know anything, do you? You don't know if you're in this club, you don't know where you are, you've got a large gay following.
But he knows what he often does. I do know one thing. I give you very good clues in order to come back. Clues.
So you're giving this to Neil for the Silly Noise Club?
I'm giving it against you for your challenge. I don't know. They might have to in his club make that silly noise. I don't know. The benefit of the doubt goes to Neil.
Benefit of the doubt? All right, go on.
Right. 34 seconds, clubs, Neil, starting now. Paul Merton's challenge.
Hesitation.
No! Oh, you're bitter, aren't you? Right,
it's 33... It's just because they wouldn't let him in. He couldn't say it.
No. 33 seconds, Neil, with you, starting now.
They...
Well, definitely hesitation, that.
No, it wasn't hesitation.
Very slow.
Get off the muck a bit quicker. I don't know if I'll do it again. 32 seconds club starting now.
Barbara Cartland is a member, as indeed is Anthony...
Paul Merchant.
Repetition of member.
Yep.
Yes, a member. He did repeat member, and you can't have too many members.
Unless you've got a large gay following.
They're a very quick audience in Worcester. And I think I'm going to say no more, but that Paul Merton has 29 seconds to tell us something about clubs starting now.
I belong to this club where you have to make a very silly noise if you want to be a member. The sound is something like...
Derek Nemo Chubb.
Repetition. Oh, no, no.
It's hyphenated.
I know, but it came out without the hyphen. Right. Derek, correct challenge, 20 seconds. Club starting now.
Clubland is that part of Pall Mall which starts with the Athenaeum, moves on to the Reformed Travellers, on to the Royal Automobile Club, known
Paul
as...
Paul Merton challenge.
Repetition of onto.
Onto, yes. It moved onto and then it moved onto again. Right. 12 seconds, clubs. Back with you, Paul, starting now.
There is a Nicholas Parsons fan club that consists...
Peter Jones challenge.
I don't believe it.
I show you how genuine and fair and just I am. I will give you a bonus point because the audience enjoyed it, even though it was a rotten joke. Paul, you were interrupted, so you get a point, and you have 9 seconds left on clubs starting now.
Some clubs have a club tie where the members can show...
Derek Nimmerchild.
Repetition of members. Mm.
Yes, 5 seconds for you, Derek. Club starting
the
now.
The oldest club in London was found in 1693, and it is...
Neil Malarkey challenged you before.
Did you say London before?
Yes, he talked about the London clubs down Pall Mall.
Clubland, I said.
But you did mention
Pall
London.
Pall Mall.
Yes, and I think you mentioned London.
No, I didn't.
I'm prepared to accept because Derek's got an honest face.
Derek, 3 seconds, club starting now.
I think perhaps the best club of all was the Playboy.
Paul Merton challenge.
Repetition of best.
Yes, you did say the best of Pall Mall and when you were talking about that.
I didn't say the best. I said, well, it's starting club. I moved along. I said he was best.
I think
I said one club is better than another.
I think you did say they were the best. Paul, you have another point. You have 1 second, club starting now.
The Athenaeum.
So, Paul Merton has increased his lead at the end of that round, but he's only 2 ahead of Derek Nimmo and only 3 or 4 ahead of Neil Malarkey and then Peter Jones in that order. And, Neil, your turn to begin and the subject, guides. Will you tell us something about those or them starting now?
I encountered guides on a holiday to Morocco. We were warned against faux guides, or false guides, as they are known by those who may speak English or fragmented French. But I know nothing of these bad guides, for we avoided them like the plague. They would lead you to their uncle. You would be forced to buy slippers of dubious quality and spices of very nefarious afterthoughts and consequences.
What are spices of nefarious afterthoughts?
Well, you know, you said earlier, you said you do something often.
Yes.
You take those spices of nefarious afterthoughts.
Deviation from the English language, I claim.
29 seconds are available for guides with you, Paul, starting now.
You see them walking around various parts of London. They usually are holding up some newspaper and they've got surrounded loads of Japanese tourists around them and they...
Neil Malarkey challenge.
I think he said they've got surrounded or something.
They got around them. He did repeat around, yes. Neil, you've got back in, listened well, 18 seconds. Guides still with you, starting now.
I applied to join the guides because I like blue, not green, as worn by the Cubs. But...
Peter Jones challenge.
I didn't hear the last bit.
You play your own version of Justin. all right now, Peter? You're back.
I was all right before.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with
you. You didn't right. hear him. I know, but the thing is, it's not part of the normal way of playing Just a Minute. So what happens is, Neil was interrupted. He gets a point for that. He has 12 seconds to continue. Guides starting now.
My application was turned down on the grounds of gender. I was not female. Male being my sex. Oh, I cried at the board of...
Very Nemo challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
Well, I don't think it is his sex.
Well, I'm not going to ask him to prove it in front of his Neil, you have another point. You're doing extraordinarily well, first time. 3 seconds available. Guides starting now.
I took the case to the High Court. The Queen of...
So, Neil Malarkey, who's not played this game on the radio before, in that round started with the subject and actually finished with it, and he's moved into second place, only 2 points behind our leader, who is still Paul Merton. Peter, the last round, we'd like you to take it. It's what pleases me most. A good subject after all the discussion we've had here. But will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
Well, I hate first nights, so I don't go anymore, either as an actor or as a member of the audience. I don't have anything to do with it. I stay at home, and when I read in the paper that one is taking place that evening, I just raise a glass of red wine, very good Italian stuff, $3.99, an absolute snip. I'll give you the name after. And give my best regards to the
Paul
people
Merton
who are taking
challenge.
Part in it.
Hesitation?
No. Peter, there are 37 seconds to continue on what pleases me most, starting now.
Because I feel I'm so happy that I'm not participating in this dreadful bloodbath that is probably occurring on the stage and in the audience.
New Malarkey challenge.
He said stage earlier.
Yes, you did. Yes.
You're very honest, Peter, not like the rest of them.
Oh, come.
Neil, you've got him with 28 seconds on what pleases me most, starting now.
What pleases me most is eating sushi. I love the taste of raw salmon enveloped by white rice and a piece of seaweed. Yummy, I say, as I pop it into my little buccal cavity, swallowing it with some Asahi beer or Kirin Lager or Sapporo.
Paul Merton challenge.
I think I speak for a lot of people. When I inquire as to what a buccal cavity is. I mean, I expect you know, because you've got a large gay following.
Paul, you have a correct challenge, because it was deviation from English and also anatomy as we understand it. And you have 10 seconds to tell us something about what pleases... Oh, dear, I can't even say it now. What pleases me most, starting now?
What pleases me most is to go home and polish up me buccal cavity. I get a load of silver...
Neil Malarkey challenge.
I said buccal cavity.
I know you did, but he used the phrase.
I can repeat what you said.
I'll leave now.
So he's polishing
what
up his...
What is a buccal cavity?
I've no idea.
I don't know.
Well, I've been polishing it for years.
4 seconds, Paul. What pleases me most, starting now?
I suppose what pleases me most amongst all the experiences that life's rich tapestry...
So we have no more time to play Just a Minute. And Paul Merton was speaking to us when getting that extra point for doing so. Let me give you the final score. Peter was only just in third place only, because in second place equal was our first time player of the game, Neil Malarkey and Derek Nimmo. So let's give a round of applause to Neil right away, shall we? But only a few points ahead was Paul Merton. So we say, Paul, you're the winner this week. Congratulations. We do hope you have enjoyed this particular edition of Just a Minute. It only remains for me to thank Paul Merton, Neil Malarkey, Peter Jones, Derek Nimmo, and also Yolanta Zabuki for keeping the score, blowing the whistle so magnificently. Also, we must thank Ian Messiter, who created the game and thought of the subjects for us, and also our producer, Anne Jobson, and also from me, Nicholas Parsons, from all of us here, goodbye. Thank you for tuning in. Be with us the next time we play Just a Minute.
And next week's team will be Paul Merton, Peter Jones, Clement Freud, and Graham Norton.